If it weren't for recordings, Americans might not have had the chance to learn about a wonderful musician named Dubravka Tomsic. Recordings she made in Yugoslavia, from Bach and Scarlatti to Tchaikovsky and Grieg, suddenly turned up last year on two budget labels, Stradivari and PMG. Here was a pianist whose elegant and serious musicianship called to mind the very greatest 20th century keyboard artists. Her latest recordings confirm that impression. Stradivari has issued her splendid Emperor Concerto, and now, just in time for her return to America, I must resist calling it her American debut, here's an extraordinary disc with Chopin's first piano concerto and the Mozart concerto probably most popular in Chopin's time, the so-called Coronation Concerto. Let's start with some Chopin. Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1 was actually written and performed shortly after his Piano Concerto No. 2, but it was the first to be published. It was one of the last pieces Chopin composed before he left Poland, never to return. Conductor Marco Mugni, leading the superb Ljubljana Symphony Orchestra, provides the sort of spacious accompaniment that allows Tomsic room to play not only with the greatest lyrical intimacy, but also when the music calls for it, with broad, heroic power. Here's Dubravka Tomsic in the Romanza, the nocturne-like slow movement that Chopin himself described in a letter as gazing on a beautiful landscape that evokes in the soul beautiful memories, for example, on a fine moonlit spring night. For this reason, he adds, I have muted the string accompaniment. It's shocking to learn that at the premiere of the concerto, the first movement was followed not by the second movement, but by an aria with chorus composed by Chopin's conductor. Then Chopin played the rest of the concerto. At least some things change for the better. Mozart's Coronation Concerto, number 26 in D, is his next-to-last piano concerto, and it's rather different from his other late piano concertos, especially the very last. It's one of his least personal, written primarily as a brilliant display piece for himself. Not that it's without poignance, but the poignance is more formal, more public. Tomsic changes her whole stylistic approach to play Mozart. Her Chopin is all legato and broad chords, her Mozart all crisp clarity. Yet Tomsic never sectionalizes the music. Her sense of continuity, of the architecture of each work, is equally impressive. Thank you. The Mozart is conducted by the exceptionally gifted Anton Nanut, who leads the Ljubljana Symphony in most of Tomsic's other concerto recordings. Good things seem to be going on in Yugoslavia.